On the fourth day of Hanukkah, some nerd will give to you more adequate tech news. NVIDIA has announced they will be killing the Shield TV's game stream feature, which lets you stream your own PC games locally if you had an NVIDIA GPU, with the shutdown scheduled for February, in what history is already calling the world's worst Valentine's Day present. Seriously.
At least they got me something.
Thank you. NVIDIA recommends switching to Steam Link as an alternative, and you know what? The gaming community completely understood. What a stupid thing that is to say! There have been multiple posts on Reddit and even a change.org petition to get NVIDIA to reverse their decision, and it's already gathered a whopping 2,500 signatures.
USA!
I don't think it's gonna pan out, guys. Users have pointed out that Steam Link is significantly worse than GameStream, quote, in every way. Moonlight, an open source alternative client for the GameStream protocol that works on non-Shield devices, will also be affected. What? Couldn't you leave that alone?
Almost as much as it was affected by the La La Land announcement.
Luckily, at least one developer knows that maybe you shouldn't anger the people that buy your products, so they worked with the devs of Moonlight to make a service called Sunshine, which creates a streaming server on your gaming PC like GeForce Experience did. Plus, it works with AMD and Intel GPUs as a kicker, and that's been out for a while, hasn't it?
Yes.
Just confirm. Truly, NVIDIA is constantly innovating new ways to inspire others to make way better stuff than NVIDIA. Facial recognition was used to bar a woman from entering Radio City Music Hall, even though all the tech giants said they were sorry for working on it, but I guess the cat's out of the bag now, huh? Kelly Conlon went with her daughter on a Girl Scout trip to see the Rockettes Christmas show at the famous Manhattan venue, only for security to tell her she's not welcome there. Turns out that facial recognition had not only identified her name, but also that she is a lawyer employed at the firm Davis, Saperstein & Salomon, possibly from a page on their website showing her bio and photo. They doxed her?
Oof, get Elon on the phone.
Free Twitter blue. Apparently, Kelly was barred because her firm has spent years in litigation with a restaurant that has been acquired by MSG Entertainment, the same company that operates Radio City.
And they put that MSG in everything.
It's delicious. Even though she only practices in New Jersey and not New York, and doesn't even work on the MSG Entertainment case, she was still forced to wait outside while her daughter watched the show without her. How will the child understand what she sees in there? Without her mother! But hey, that's what the holidays are all about. Families coming together, only to be forcibly separated by faceless corporations. I'm sure it's fine, though. I can't think of a single way that discriminating against a practicing lawyer could backfire. And in sentences I never would have thought existed news, photos of a woman on the toilet that were taken by a robot vacuum cleaner were shared on Facebook by Venezuelan IT workers.
Sorry, guys.
That was a roller coaster. The photos were taken 2 years ago by special development versions of iRobot's Roomba J7 series vacuum cleaners that were apparently given to paid data collectors by iRobot themselves. These images were then sent to Scale AI, a startup that hires contract workers from across the globe to label audio, photo, and video data to train machine learning algorithms. iRobot worked with this company to train the robots how to navigate homes by identifying and categorizing rooms based on what they contain. Unfortunately, some of their contractors in Venezuela decided to identify themselves as perverts when they took images from devices located in France, Germany, Spain, the US, and Japan and shared them through private Facebook and Discord groups. iRobot CEO responded in a blog post stating that participants are informed and acknowledge how the data will be collected, but the company refused to allow journalists to view the consent agreements the paid collectors signed, because iRobot takes privacy very seriously, at least when it comes to legal documents that could get them in trouble.
Consent is important. For the documents.
For the documents. Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by 8 Sleep, the sleep fitness company that helps you get more efficient sleep thanks to their Pod 3 technology. That's enough pods to race with. The pod's sensors track and improve your sleep by dynamically adjusting the bed's temperature based on historical sleep patterns, previous temperature preferences, real-time weather and room temperature, and feedback that you enter in the 8 Sleep app. The pod also measures your heart rate while you sleep with 99% accuracy, so it can tell how thrilled you are about how great of a sleep you're getting. You can get the Pod 3 paired with a premium 5-layer mattress or the Pod 3 cover, which makes your old dumb mattress new and smart. Andy tried it out himself and said he loves how it gets the bed nice and toasty before he gets in. He feels like a little delicious hot dog in there. So check out 8 Sleep at the link below and use code TECHLINK for an exclusive discount.
Quack!
still
calculating, processing error. Intel's Core i9-13900HX, a laptop CPU, is faster than the 12900K, Intel's previous gen flagship desktop processor, according to a leaked Geekbench result. This makes some sense as it uses the same die as the i9-13900K desktop CPU, but still, if these numbers are accurate, it's pretty wild that a mobile chip could be faster than Intel's previous gen flagship processor in single core and faster than the desktop Core i7-13700KF in multi-core.
That's a lot of core.
So far, there seems to be only one test on Geekbench, but I assume that's because the laptop melted, because that thing was
It doesn't stop.
Feels weird giving kudos to Intel, but not solid, dude. NASA has retired the InSight mission after they were unable to contact the Mars lander this week. Launched in 2018, InSight was a robo-geologist that detected over 1,300 Mars quakes with its onboard seismometer. I swear these are real words. I've been told that it may have used its final message to identify the source of these Mars quakes. Do we have the communication?
Yes, right here.
Ah, thank you. I don't know how she got to Mars, but congratulations, Mom. Eufy has finally addressed the security scandal surrounding their cameras. In case you missed it, last month it was revealed that Eufy did not store users' data only locally, as they claimed, angering lots of people, including Linus. Eufy published a blog post admitting to the non-locality of your data, but did not explain how you could view an unencrypted stream of their cameras using VLC Media Player.
Quantum particles, dude. Non-local.
You know, the internet is crazy. The physics. They also gave the standard corporate apology, which is none. The statement comes just in time for the holidays, so you can gift some Eufy cameras to a special someone that you dislike. Gaming mouse company Final Mouse announced a new mechanical keyboard with an onboard CPU and GPU that it uses to play videos on a display that sits below its transparent keys. Now, this will be a tremendous purchase for people struggling in competitive shooters. It won't make you better, but you will be able to watch something other than someone killing you for a change.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty nice.
Oh, I spawned in again. Oh, fish.
And the UK government's Intellectual Property Office announced yesterday that sharing passwords for online streaming services like Netflix is against the law. I guess I was right all along, ladies. I am a lawbreaker.
Nice.
This means that the Crown could technically prosecute password sharers so long as there's a police investigation. This is terrific news for vindictive exes across the country. Revenge for your former partner changing their Netflix password is just a 999 call away.
They're waiting for your call.
A 999 call.
That's
and another TechLinked is just 2 days away, and Soyal is tomorrow. Did you make your pahos yet?
Get
hurry
on.
Hurry up!